When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Rotatoes, we are back again with another episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast, and we're here for Arc 4. I'm here to let you know that over on the Rotating Heroes Patreon right now, we are about to wrap up Arc 4 in its entirety. And if you would like to check that out, then you can using the code TUNDRA50, TUNDRA50. And that will give you 50% off your first month. So you'd be literally trying this out and checking out the show for as little as £2.50 or like $2 something a month, which is like it's so cheap. It's so cheap. Just go give it a check out. Why not? It'll take you like 5 seconds. You're probably already on Patreon. Just go check it out. Why not? And you'll also get all of the episodes in their full and original form without having to listen to my annoying intros. Wouldn't that be nice? And whilst I have your attention, just to let you know that we do also have a Rotating Heroes merch store. All of the links can be found below if you want to get your hands on some exclusive Rotating Heroes merchandise. So, that's enough of me rambling. Let's go ahead and get into part one of this episode. Take it away, past me. Oliver Flash. You find yourself stood on a beach, glistening little flecks of bioluminescence all around you. You've just come to terms with the fact that the light inside of you is gone, replaced by this void. This void that plagued so much of your life in recent times. And as you turned around, you stared into what would have been the eyes of yourself. But instead, those eyes were gone, sunken. But a familiar, somewhat warm smile reflects back at you. You see this figure is silhouetted by a cave entrance some ways up the beach. And you look down to your right and to your left. You are perfectly alone. Just you on the beach with the stars and out into the expanse of space. You can now see just cresting over the horizon what appears to be a planet.
So, are you going to pop a squat or are we going to do this standing up? What is happening?
That's a good question. We got a lot to talk about, and I've been kind of walking on my dogs for a while. Do you mind if we just take a seat here, or... We got a lot to discuss. I'm assuming you got a couple of questions.
In this moment, Ollie is going to lash out. And now, Jasper, can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm, you may.
In the moment before this, with the anger that I feel,
mm-hmm.
this void that now replaces the light within me,
mm-hmm.
if I could, I would like to, in an instant, while Ollie is on the beach, change my oath.
Okay, let's go.
I would like to change my oath to an oath of vengeance.
Fuck yeah. Okay.
As I think of Tundra's face on the other side of the glass, and Shaddy's guts floating out in space. And Ollie just thinks to himself, she has to pay.
As you say, she has to pay. You see a plume of almost like stardust comes out of your mouth. These tiny little flecks of light. And you know that riding on those words out of your mouth was the last vestiges of the light that you held within you. And suddenly you look around and you are not blanketed by stars and bioluminescence as everything has grown dark. Everything has grown close and cold. And you feel that rage and anger suddenly turns to an almost icy indifference. There is no emotion here. It is purely a job that needs to be done. For you have sworn an oath, not just to yourself, but to Shaddy, and to anyone else that Tundra might have hurt, that this is what must be done. Your senses start to return as a dragonborn with sunken eyes kind of presses his nose almost up against yours. Seems like you've been kind of zoned out for a minute there. Hello? Is this on? Sort of like knocks your forehead a little like.
I cast Hold Person on him.
What's the DC?
DC is 14. Wisdom saving throw.
Boom. That's a natural 20 for Shadow Ollie. He reaches up and grabs your arm as you go to cast the spell.
I wouldn't. We don't have to do this. Despite what you may be feeling right now, I actually have a lot of respect for us. So how about we just make this easy? We just talk. Ollie to Ollie.
All right, make it fast. I got somewhere I gotta be.
Okay, so, listen, I need your help.
With what?
Finding something. A compass. I need it. So does that,
kind of gestures down to the hilt of your sword. And you'll remember that this was one of the first things that Rombi had said to you as you made the pact.
Yeah, I need it. Okay. And Rombi might be pissed if you give it to me rather than him, but you gotta trust me.
I don't.
I wouldn't trust me either. But you don't have much choice. Well, you do. That's a lie. You do whatever the fuck you want. But I'm telling you, right now, my life's been bad enough as it is. And I wanna help, man. Trust me when I say that I wanna help. I know how bad this could get for you. Look at my fucking eyes. Just take a second and look at my fucking eyes.
I see. I haven't been able to stop looking at them since you came on behind me.
Okay, yeah, but I'm just telling you it's bad.
Let me lay something out for you, me, or so you say. First of all, I don't know where you've come from.
Same place as you.
I don't care that your life's been bad. You think I've had a great life? Oh, boo-hoo, cry me a river, me. I'm dealing with my own stuff.
Okay, fine. Fair enough.
I don't owe you anything. I owe Shaddy something.
You owe you something.
I don't owe me anything.
You owe you something.
Ludicrous.
You do, because... And this is the reason, okay? Because if you don't do it, if you don't do what has to be done, then Shaddy's gone... Everyone's gone. Anyone that you ever dreamt of helping is gone. You can still help people. Ollie, you can still be that guy.
Prove it.
Okay.
And takes his hand. He places it on your chest.
Don't freak out.
And there is a pulse of light. As you suddenly see... this alternate version of Ollie. This version of Ollie, not even from the Rewritten Heroes episode, but another version. You see, this Ollie is a hero. This Ollie walked away from that battlefield that day and got medals of commendation and went on to make serious change, reform, and serve in many more conflicts around the world, saving countless lives. And then you see that Ollie die. Nothing dramatic or impressive. He slips, hits his head, and no one finds him for a couple of hours.
Okay, so that guy, I can take his light and I can put it in you. I'm kind of across things here, like across different timelines and stuff like that. I can give you your light back, but I need the compass to do it. I can't stay in one place for long enough. I need the compass so that I can stay and I can do what needs to be done to stop all of this unraveling, okay?
What makes you think I want it back?
Because I've been down this road when I've been angry or upset or betrayed. And ultimately, Oliver Flash is a good guy. And as much as I don't want it to be the case, it's just true. We are just a good fucking guy. And that's the reason why most of the time our life sucks, okay? Even that guy, look at that guy. He could have been anywhere in the world. He could have been world famous, had loads of money and like people to adore him and a whole thing. But he didn't. He was on another ship going to another hellhole to try and save some more people, and that's why he died. So I know that you're pissed. And I don't know why, obviously. I haven't seen your stuff. But I get it. But whenever that's resolved, one way or another, you're a good guy.
Ollie walks away from this guy, look back towards the beach. And he is going to cast Find Steed. But I'm not going to summon the Celestial Healing Snazzle. No, no. I'm going to summon I suppose I would ask you, because it wasn't a horse before, right? It was a snazzle.
A snaffle.
A snaffle, excuse me.
A snaffle, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What would the fiendish version of this look like if I was going to cast this?
Ah, that's a classic snaggle, my friend.
Ah, snaggle. yeah. The brother of the snaffle.
Yeah, indeed.
So this, dark, sleek, black panther fur and these bright red eyes and almost like a camel-like body and cat-like face with a fell glare in the chamber should this anything happen, I am going to touch Rombi as I summon it and say, you hearing this guy?
Yes, I am hearing this. He sounds like he's full of shit. Do you think he could actually bring your light back?
That's the last thing I'm thinking about, Rombi. Shaddy was just floating out in space with his intestines pulled out, and Tundra did it. And if the light is going to stop me from doing what I need to do to make that right, then I don't need it.
Fuck yeah, man. I've got to say, this is a great shade on you, okay? You're looking awesome, kicking ass. I like it, okay?
Yeah.
This is good.
You helped me out back there.
I got you.
So I'm going to get you that compass. Hey, pal.
Yeah, what do you want?
Kick rocks.
All right, fine, but just so you know, you gotta find Shaddy, because he's in trouble. Like, big fucking trouble. And, I took your stuff, just because I need it more than you do right now.
And as you pat yourself down, you realize the only thing that you have on your person is the sword that Rombi has turned into. You have no money, you have no items. They have all been taken off of you.
You didn't take my armor off my body, did he?
Yeah, I think he probably took the armor off of
my
body.
Wait. I was in full plate, and it's gone?
You were passed out on the beach for a minute.
Oh, okay. He undressed me for 10 minutes, the little fucking freak. Okay, all right. Yep. I don't have my shield either.
Nope.
Okay, shoot. I will delete these from my inventory. I'll delete all of this from my inventory.
Hey, by the way, why are you standing there in just your underwear? Slightly odd choice.
What? Oh, what? Oh, so embarrassing.
Did you notice that you were you're kind of cold? I mean...
Don't look. No. Don't look. This
no,
really...
I'm not saying like that. It's not like that. You know, like...
This really undercuts the whole thing I was going for. Ah, oh, man. I was really trying to have some resolve here. I'm in my underwear on the beach.
It's okay. And in like the movie version, we were just focused on your face. And we're only now zooming out and seeing that you look
oh,
like...
Oh, he took my healer's kit. God.
Fucking...
Damn it.
Oh, he really took everything, huh? That's a shame. That's difficult for you. Okay, listen, we're going to get out of this, okay, friend? This is fine. Hey, listen. I do not remember what it was exactly that I was until recently. The more we travel together, the more stuff I am remembering. But I do think it is interesting. He was made of this void, right? I think that is perhaps where I am. I think that is why I need this compass, so that I can, you know, be free of this place. But I wonder if he also needs compass to get something from the void.
Yeah, maybe it's a compass that leads out of the void.
Huh. Yes, that would probably help, right? If there's no directions, no signposts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you want to go get some clothes, or,
No, like... I'm comfortable as is now. Yeah, let's go shopping. Yeah, forget this. I mean, go stealing if we gotta, I guess, right?
Yeah, yes, for sure, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
First things first, I think I'm gonna need... armor.
Hmm?
I'll need to pick up another weapon. Man.
Well, you can use sword version first, if you want, and then, we can figure out.
Oh, all right. You're okay if I swing you into stuff?
Yeah, just be careful, because I think, you know, you'll have chance to delete things from existence, so maybe don't, like, swing unless you are, like, 100% sure you are okay. Kind of, don't do a shaddy, you know, and kill father by accident.
Delete things from existence. Can you say more on that?
Well, it seems that whenever this void comes into contact with things, there is a good chance that it, kapoofs. Away. Out. Gone. Zilched.
Uh-huh. Got it.
No more being around.
Huh. Well, that's crazy.
It is, yes, kind of crazy, yeah. But I think you got this.
All right, Rambi. First step is Tundra.
And hey, just real quick. Not that I am particularly the therapist, but are you okay? That stuff with Thunder was pretty fucking heavy.
No,
you know?
I'm not okay, Robbie. I'm obviously not okay. I just swore an oath of vengeance against someone who was once my friend.
Okay, yes.
Less than okay.
I'm just kind of confused as to what was happened in that scenario. You know, like, why did she throw it on the ground? It was, I don't know, it's just very weird, right? It was all a lot. Where are we, by the way?
I don't know.
I'm gonna, can I look up at the stars and try to make, like, a survival check and figure out where I am?
Please do.
11.
As time is passing on, you realize that just based on, like, I'll give you, like, basic celestial stuff. Like, you can see the eclipse of a planet near you, but you can't discern any features from it because it's, like, currently, like, Vega. The sun is, like, just beyond that. So you're just seeing, like, kind of black orb moving into reference. Just given your knowledge of the known kind of universe, short of you being in an undiscovered planet, you would assume you're probably on the moon, a moon of some sort. So both Mardeen and Anvil have moons, so it's like a good chance that you're on one of those moons right now.
Well, first thing we gotta do is find a ship. We gotta get out of here.
Okay, cool. You lead the way. I have not legs.
All right. Let's just pick a direction. Eeny, meeny, miny, this way. Here we go.
Why don't you just go ahead and roll me just a straight d20?
3.
You wander for hours, Ollie. You find yourself getting turned around in circles. You wander around for quite some time and find yourself on a sort of cliff overlooking the exact same bit of beach that you were just at. Until, eventually, you hear from behind you this very light, almost like feathery, sort of feminine voice. And I'm going to ask you to roll me a d12 and a d4, the first one of Arc 4.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino style games. And they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just 10 bucks. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit spinquest.com and download the app today.
Spin Quest is a free to play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
The D12 is a 9. The D4 is a 2.
Ah, marvelous. You must be the help. Gosh, we are just so glad to finally find someone who knows where they're going. Here you go. And you see that she's this sort of rather lithe-looking tabaxi dressed in a sort of ridiculously fine-looking kind of white gown, sort of pops two little kind of suitcases down at your feet. Thank you. And of course, don't worry. I'll be sure to tip you some credits. If you could just show us to the hotel, and then we'll get settled right in. But it's good, I must say. It's so wonderful. Finally be here, take a load off the old feet, and, you know?
Yeah, yeah. At this place that is called, let's say it together...
Houatu.
Oh, that, you got there first. Sorry, yes. I miscounted. Oh, Houatu.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Yes, that's the nonsense all the time. Yes,
and
of
that's
course.
That's where we are.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, would you mind?
Yeah, you want me to just take these in for you?
Yes, that'd be much.
You're not going to come with me? Yeah. Will I take these in?
Oh, yes, I assumed you'd sort of lead the way.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. This is fine.
And I take the suitcases and I walk inside. Is she behind me the whole time?
She kind of, yeah, like walks generally behind you. And yeah, you round this big kind of boulder and you see in front of you this, it looks really at odds with the rest of this island. Like there are this sort of place that you're in, this beach and this cliffside and everything is like really untouched by nature. And then there is just like the most sterile looking kind of whitewashed building in front of you with big glass panels. And you see people kind of filing in and out, these little kind of like hover plates made of inertium pulling up and dropping people off. You see various people dressed in little bellhop outfits running around and catering for people. You see someone run past with like a giant bushel of grapes and like in a one direction. There's people walking around with eye masks and cucumbers on their eyes and just sort of generally sort of lounging around. And you see a signpost for the Luminous Spa. I don't have to check in or anything, do I? You just know the room and everything?
Yes, and in fact, if you would like, you can go over to that counter right there. I will bring your bags to your room, and you can get a complimentary start on a relaxing cucumber treatment.
I love a cucumber treatment.
Yes.
Oh, and before I forget, and she pulls out these two little, like, credit card-y-looking things, which is essentially two credits, and just hands them over to you.
Wow, two credits. Thank you.
Is that not
No, that's great. Given the circumstances, it's exactly right. So thank you. You just go right over there, and I'll bring your bag along. It's gonna be, they'll be waiting for you in your room.
Marvelous. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Okay. And she kind of totters off.
All right. Ollie walks towards the building and then hangs a sharp right and walks away with the bags. All right. Shopping done.
roll me a deception check with advantage.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh, I'm very good at this.
You are, like, very Very underdressed, though.
Well, it is a dirty 20, Jasper.
Okay, okay, we'll take it. We'll take it.
This is one of my proficiencies. I forgot that Ollie is proficient in deception and stuff.
I feel like Ollie just does the kind of classic, like, you belong here, just puffs out the chest, just walks in a confidently in a direction. You see a couple people, like, couple staff members try to stop you at one point to sort of say, like, you know, like, oh, where are you going or whatever. But you kind of walk with such confidence that they just, oh, okay, and let you go. Yeah, you find yourself around the side of this hotel complex. You see there's a little kind of, like, staged, like, kind of squared off area which has staff only on it. And then there's, like, a little, there's, like, a little maze that leads around the back and side where, you can kind of hear mischievous couples kind of getting up to who knows what in this random maze, and people sort of generally drinking and having a good time.
It's not like people are canoodling in that maze.
That is 100% what is happening. That is, wow. They're not even trying to hide that.
Yeah, it's gross. Come on, have some shame.
Yeah, wow. Oh my god. There's no way that he's having that much fun.
He's faking it.
I'm gonna walk around a corner of, like, whatever the tallest piece of this maze is. I'm just gonna unbuckle the suitcases and I'm going to dump them out on the lawn and go through anything valuable that I can find or that I could use, whether it's straight credits or clothes or whatever.
Go ahead and roll me a D100.
Oh, God. Come on, baby. Come on. Be so good to me. Be so good. That is 60.
As you go through this suitcase, you find an interesting assortment of goods. You see there's a little bit of jewelry, which, you know, in the right situation would definitely be worth a chunk of credits. Might be difficult to shift, but you reckon probably in the region of 200 credits, which would be more than enough to sort of get a taxi off planet if needed.
He took all 700 credits I had, right?
He took the whole... Oh, you had 700 credits on you? That's tough.
I did.
That's tough.
All right, I got 200 now. That's what it is.
Like, obviously, there's, like, a ton of clothes. You see there's a little stuffed Snaffle toy.
I take that.
Love it. And there is a couple of handwritten notes with, like, no addresses on them, just, like, single names.
Okay. I open those.
You open them?
Yep.
So you open these letters, and essentially they seem to be addressed from this lady. Lady Percival is how, like, she signs the letters off. She seems to be detailing a tragedy that's happened in the family and how she's glad that everyone's coming together and having this time to heal.
Hmm.
But the tragedy is a little unspecific until you get to the fourth note, which is when you find out that she basically didn't get the role in her local amateur dramatics play.
Got it.
And she seems really, really devastated about this.
This is a real winner, this lady.
And she's written handwritten letters to each member of, I guess, her family that she's bought on a sort of wellness retreat to recover from this trauma.
Is there any clothing in this that would fit me?
Not appropriately, but you could, yes.
All right, I'm gonna like take like what is clearly like a blouse and like stretch it over my giant pecs.
Now I think about it, you are a dragonborn, so it's real. It's well made stuff.
I'm looking real tech bro-y.
Yeah, it's some well made stuff. So you're bursting at the seams a little bit, but as long as you don't do anything too vigorous, then you should be okay.
I have 202 credits. That's love. Gotta love that.
I will just be clear. You have 2 credits and then 200 credits worth of jewelry.
Aha.
Like, you could potentially use that to barter with, or I'll say that it's split across like 3 pieces. So we'll say you have like 2 that are worth 50 and 1 that's worth 100, just for the sake of clarity.
Okay. Gotcha.
So are you kind of in the staff area, or are you just sort of behind one of these hedges?
I think what Ollie realizes needs to happen is he needs to take all the resources off of this pretentious rich people place and scam people out of everything they've got to the point where I'm ready to go into town and rearm myself and get armor and do this mission. I'm going to take advantage of these people any way I can.
Ollie is getting back to his prison hustler attitude.
All right, Rombi. Your telepathy is going to come in real handy here. We're going to pull a couple of classic cons, okay?
Okay, I'm on it. I can be your eyes and ears and mouth piece. Well, not, I can't actually speak out loud, but I can speak in your head and tell you what I see.
So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take, here. That's it. Let's see. Hey, excuse me, Mr. Bellboy.
Hi. Hi.
Sorry, could you come here for a second? I seem to have dropped my coins in the grass, and I can't find them all.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, sir. Let me have a look. Whereabouts?
It's right there behind that bush.
Oh, okay. Just here, sir.
Yep. Get over here!
Please say this isn't a weird thing!
Nope.
Just say you're beating me up and taking my stuff.
That's what's happening.
Oh, thank God.
Say goodnight.
Ow!
I'm gonna beat the crap out of him, just not more than is necessary, just to get his bellhop outfit off of him.
I'll say from now on we'll officially instate lost rules, which is that if you use the butt of any weapon on a normal civilian, it automatically knocks them out.
Great. Yes, I give him the butt of the sword.
Wapap.
Perfect.
Take his bellhop outfit, and then I'm going to repack all of the stuff up, and I'm going to close the letters back up, just refold them.
Okay.
Were they sealed when I opened them?
He probably has a family seal.
So I just let it under that, and I restick it, and I just stick it back real hard, and like maybe it got hot. Who knows? And then I am going to repack all the clothing in there carefully, and I'm going to walk to the counter inside, up to the front desk, to my friends who are supposedly on the staff.
Great. So you're dressed in the bellhop outfit right now?
Yes.
Definitely still a little on the tight side, I think. It's snug, but you're okay. You kind of walk up and you see... in fact, go ahead and roll me another d12 and a d4. Let's see.
Okie dokes. D12 is a 5. D4 is a 4.
You see, sat on a... or kind of stood on a very high stool with some small little reading glasses perched on the edge of their nose. One ear flopped down, one stood up. And as you get close, both ears kind of flop up, and this little harangon kind of twitches its nose and says,
"Yes, hello, sorry, what is it? What is your name? I do not recognize you."
"Hey, I'm Terry. I'm new. Sorry."
Hello, Terry.
I just picked this lady's bag up. Could you check for a Lady Percival and tell me what room number she's in? I just forgot. On my way up with her bags.
"Of course, I know where room Lady Percival is in. So how could you forget? Okay, she is in the kind of nice penthouse suite. It is number 3. Okay, it's not the big, too big penthouse suites. Not that one, but the one.
Penthouse 3. Perfect.
Penthouse 3. Yes.
Got it.
Can I just double check quickly? Do you have your name tag and you? Because your outfit does not look standard size.
Oh yeah, could you get me a new outfit?
Yes, okay.
Oh, you know what? This is the wrong outfit. Let me go get my outfit. I just realized. You saying that made me realize this couldn't possibly be my outfit, and that's why I couldn't find my name tag. I think I just went in the locker next to mine. Let me just go change, and I'll come in and check back in with you."
"Oh, sure. Okay, so are you a manager, or are you... because I didn't... it feel like normally I would..."
No. First day.
"Oh, so it's your first day. Okay, I see. Okay. So, yeah, so you want to go down to the lockers. You know which way you're going from here, or so would you like an escort?"
Yep. I got it from here. No worries."
"Okay, it's quite complicated. Bit of a
maze. I can walk back. I can retrace my steps. I have got that much down."
"Okay, I sort of have no real confidence you can do that, but have a good time, I guess."
"Hey, if I run into trouble, I'll give a holler."
"Don't, please. I am too busy already. Just find whoever your line manager is. Don't pose with me anymore, since you have to."
"Roger that. Gotcha. Thanks so much."
"Okay, you also smell funny, so if you could please..."
"Thank you so much. That's so nice of you to say."
"Yes, this is really bad, and I don't really..." "So, okay, thank you so much."
I dart away, go right to penthouse 3.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast. If you want to learn about what goes into making a show just like this one, then why don't you check out the 12 Sided Studios Patreon, where myself and my co-founder, Chad Pytel, dig into how we have created a production company which is changing the way that we do actual play and all things nerdy. This episode was produced by 12 Sided Studios. Producers are me, Jasper William Cartwright, Jess Jewell, and Chad Pytel. Our social media manager is Ellie Crook, and the episodes are edited and sound design by the wonderful Oliver Moore. I have been your GM, Jasper William Cartwright, and your players for this arc are the wonderful John Mackey, Aaron Keefe, and George Primavera.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh my gosh, you can't be serious. You think making the pick is the hard part? No, it's not. The pick takes like 3 seconds. You know what's hard? The sweat. The time between locking in and cashing out. Yeah, you have a take, but in the end, it's not about the winners or losers. This is about us, man. Whether we're brave enough to sit through it. Don't fight the sweat. Live in it. Because you are an underdog. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.